collapsed. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
I think Texans are getting an idea now of just how entrenched this Bush left-wing pro-Democrat Republican Party is in the state of Texas. Those who never really stopped being Democrats in their hearts, but turned Republican when the state flipped, just so they could continue to have electoral presence in the legislature and run our lives. And I think after this legislative session, a lot of folks are getting the hint, holy crap. There are a lot of people who call themselves Republicans who are really Marxists, who are really Democrats. Let me give you an example of one write-up on this. The DallasExpress.com reporting on how this has been the most shameful and disgusting legislative session turned in by the House in memory. And that is earning the Speaker of the Texas House, Dade Phelan, and his lieutenants, his left-wing lieutenants who call themselves Republicans, but have facilitated cancerous and damaging Democrat policies, has led to a lot of criticism of all of them from actual conservatives. Representative Tony Tinderholt, for example, a Republican from Arlington, criticizing Phelan's leadership, tweeting, "The cards were purposefully stacked against Republicans as usual. We do it to ourselves. We control when bills move, what day they hit the floor, and what happens while on the floor. Don't let one Republican member tell you we ran out of time. We almost got that priority passed," he added. "This movie was already scripted, approved, and cast with known outcomes before the filming ever began today." What he's making reference to is the drama, the unnecessary drama that was set up by the leadership in the Texas House, by Speaker Phelan and his lieutenants, who facilitated and delayed and scripted with full consultation with Democrats an effort to kill bills that Democrats just don't want. Because as you know, the Speaker of the Texas House is a bipartisan position. He may call himself a Democrat. Sorry, Freudian slip there. He may call himself a Republican, but he is elected by Republican and Democrat votes. So he is beholden to pass their priorities every bit as much as he is Republican priorities. In this legislative session, the Democrat priorities won out. And consequential and real and substantive bills that could have benefited our people, Republicans and Democrats, in particular school choice. School choice was supported by Republicans, Democrats, Independents. A clear majority of all Texans want school choice. But because Democrats told their speaker, Dade Phelan, that it was a no-go, and enough Republicans peeled away, 23 traitorous Republicans peeled away and told Texans, screw you, stabbed every Texan parent in the back. Charlie Guerin, Speaker Phelan, 22 other Republicans joining every socialist to do this to parents. Now, in a similar expression, with only 1 week left in session, Brian Harrison, a Republican from Midlothian, lamented on Twitter that the Republican-controlled House had not passed education freedom, passed real border security, passed a ban on China virus mandates, had refocused the energy market on reliable sources of energy so we wouldn't get a snowmageddon that killed 250 of our of our people, focused on banning taxpayer-funded lobbying, focused on banning the DEI agenda, the diversity, inclusion, equity agenda of the socialists, putting any limits on executive power. They didn't even bother to address the elimination of property taxes. And that was the legacy of the Texas legislative session from the House. Now, the Senate was a completely different ball of wax. The Senate got to work, did all of their work, completed all of the Republican priorities and then some. And they proved that it is possible to get work done in Austin. They proved it, that it could actually work. Another one of the big and glaring drops of the ball. What basically, folks, this wasn't a dropped ball, as Representative Tinderholt alluded to. This was all planned. You were all going to get screwed over by the Texas House leadership from the very beginning of session. But instead of conservative priorities, the Democrat-enabling speaker, along with the Democrat-enabling lieutenants in the Republican Party, teed up something different. A legislative session that was completely deferential to Democrats. And then they put a capper to give a big middle finger to every conservative in the state who was applauding the Texas Attorney General and his efforts to bring accountability for voting fraud, to bring accountability to the Biden administration for all of the damage the Biden administration is doing to Texas. The Republican leadership in the Texas House teed up an impeachment to get rid of the last conservative that they have very little leverage over. And that was their parting gift to all of you Republicans and you conservatives out there in the grassroots in Texas. The big screw you. We're in charge, not you. As far as I'm concerned, that if the Republican leadership in the Texas House, if their first priority wasn't impeaching the 8 justices in the Criminal Court of Appeals who passed down a disgraceful and disgusting ruling that said the Attorney General cannot prosecute voting fraud. I mean, really? If you're going to try to impeach the Attorney General of the state of Texas before you impeach those clowns, we know that the Texas leadership of the House isn't in it for the well-being of Texas. There was another big revelation that the Texas Republican leadership isn't in it for the benefit of Texas. And one of the big things that they were committed to delivering for Democrats on was making sure that massive, uncontrolled, illegal immigration continues to wipe out Latino communities in South Texas. And there's a price for that. And of course, we're going to pay it. Speaker Phelan won't. And the Republicans like Charlie Guerin won't. But Texans will. The full gravity and scope we'll explore next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, I want to get to our guests. Roy Boyd, he is the sheriff of Goliad County, Texas, and Brent Smith, he's the county attorney for Kinney County, Texas. Gentlemen, welcome to you both.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Well, let's have some frank talk about what's really going on. And I guess I have to start here because the biased press is saying, hey, Title 42 went away and there's no surge. That's not exactly true, is it, Roy?
No, it's not true. What it is, there's a handful of different things that are going on that make it look that way. And I guess we'll get into that a little bit. But the fact that the state of Texas has taken a stance to actually repel illegal aliens from entering the country, along with the NGOs working to get them in through different areas and Border Patrol not counting them, as well as the ones that are marching up towards Kinney County at this very moment, it kind of makes it look like something that it's not, especially if you want to report with your eyes closed.
Yeah, Brad, what's your take on the media's spin on this?
Well, they're ignoring, you know, even if we go with our numbers that we have reported right now, it's still a crisis. You know, the Title 42 surge would just kind of make the crisis that much worse. You know, we do have reports, though, that, you know, everyone that was repelled in the Brownsville area is now heading north into the state of Coahuila in Mexico, into the Eagle Pass, Kenney County, and Del Rio area. So our reports are that they're going to start arriving this Thursday. And so we're starting to brace for the impact and try to, you know, fortify the border and see what we can do. But, you know, I think Mike Banks, the border czar that the governor's appointed, he's done an outstanding job. I think that's a game changer in Brownsville, what he did down there. And I believe a lot of people saw it and realized, like, that's the solution. The state of Texas just has to keep doing that and to provide something for the citizens of this state.
Sheriff, I talked to our mutual friend, Mr. Coe, on the Newsmax show. And at one point, I believe it was him who was having to put up razor wire and barricades around schools to handle the what now the press is regarding as normal, everyday illegal immigration crisis, as opposed to illegal immigration crisis on steroids. So you mentioned earlier, Sheriff, that there are things that are happening to try to give the illusion that there is no surge. Give me an example of those things.
Well, the reason is multifold. First off, it's because, like Brent said, the border czar has gone down, and at the direction of the governor, they've actually repelled a lot of the illegal aliens back into Mexico. Those individuals, instead of turning around and coming right back into Texas, are marching up through Mexico, headed to a different area to enter into Texas. Also, when I was down there recently, when Senator Cruz was there, I went down to Ansel Dua Park, and what we saw was Catholic Charities working hand in hand with other agencies to covertly bring people into the country who, from what I understand from my contacts in Border Patrol, they're not being counted. So those numbers are never showing up anywhere. Border Patrol has become very adept at failing to count people who are apprehended or who surrendered themselves under certain circumstances. And by doing that, what they're doing is they're falsifying the numbers of illegal entries into this country on a daily basis. And it makes it look like there's a lot less people coming across the border. But in reality, it's not the truth. They're still coming. They're just not being counted.
Mr. Smith, so in that regard, Catholic Charities, are they facilitating illegal immigration into the United States? Are Catholic Charities facilitating breaking the law?
Oh, absolutely. They're the last leg of the cartels, as far as I'm concerned. That, you know, what they're doing is that not only incentivize illegal immigration, but the cartel's whole process of bringing people from other countries into ours, and then they're doing the last leg of it to, you know, to cities all over the nation. And so it's something that I think we need to, as a state, get on top of, and if necessary, start prosecuting for smuggling.
Yeah, you know, I'm a practicing Catholic, and I am disgusted with what Catholic Charities has been doing with illegal immigration. It is the call of every Christian to be charitable, but you draw the line when you start breaking the law, when you start advocating and facilitating the breaking of the law. Folks, we're having a conversation with Sheriff Roy Boyd of Goliad County and Brent Smith. He's the county attorney for Kinney County, Texas. Gentlemen, let me focus in on a question that we shouldn't have to answer, and I don't even know if you guys have seen any stats on this, because I believe our own government tries to hide this information from us. Sheriff, how many foreign gang members, how many foreign military members, how many narco-terrorists are coming across that border into the United States over the last 2 years?
God knows, Chris, because you've got to remember that the numbers reported by Border Patrol probably make up about 8% of the actual number of people that have illegally entered the country. And so there's not much telling exactly how many of those folks there are running around this great nation at this point in time. But all you got to do is look up at San Jacinto County. And I've talked with the sheriff up there. He's a friend of mine, to see the travesty and the murder that happened up there. I've sat down with Sicarios who are here in the United States. And unfortunately, we have a free-for-all where anybody and everybody who's connected to the cartel can come and go as they want. And it's a very dangerous situation. And I think it's going to change the dynamic of law enforcement throughout the United States over the next decade.
You know, I know Democrats don't really particularly care to think about this or even care that this is happening. But Mr. Smith, I am very worried that foreign militaries, Russia, China, Iran, are seeing our wide open borders and saying, that's just too good to pass up. Why don't we, since they're allowing everybody in, every Tom, Dick, or Harry, anybody that says the magic A word, and they're not referencing Joe Biden, they're actually saying asylum with that A word. They're saying that they can come in and they can come from, they could be of Middle Eastern descent, they could be of Asian descent. Doesn't really matter. They just get in. Don't you think it would be foolhardy for a foreign government not to take advantage of getting trained military into the United States if we're being this stupid?
Absolutely. And I guarantee you that we have, you know, admitted terrorists and trained military in that we don't even know about. You know, in Kinney County, our county goes up north quite a ways. And I know of, you know, thousands of illegal aliens that have traveled more than 50 miles, 60 miles on foot the whole way from the border. So if you're willing to travel up towards of 60 miles on foot, you are doing a whole lot of evading and not wanting to get caught by law enforcement. There are good reasons why. And there's, you know, I know that there's special routes the cartel uses to move high value targets or how, you know, high value members that pay a whole lot of money for almost a guarantee not to get caught. And they use those routes. And so, yeah, make no mistake, Chris. We have people in this country that are doing that mean our country harm, and that is a guarantee.
You know, I was contacted by somebody claiming, and again, I haven't even talked with them yet to see what they're offering, to see if they're even legitimate. But I do know there are groups down there, gentlemen, of private citizens who are saying, well, if the drug cartels are going to go vigilante, I might as well too. So these private groups are going down there. They're armed, and this group sent me an email claiming they found some communication devices from the cartels, and they're not comfortable sharing it with government because they know that our government will bury it. But they want to show me what's on these foreign narco terrorists' cell phones. The information, Sheriff Boyd, what do you think I'm going to see?
Well, there's not much telling what you'll see, but I'll tell you this much. On our investigations that we've done, we've taken quite a bit of stuff off cell phones. We've got everything from videos of girls paying for their smuggling through sexual acts to actual brush trips, you know, being filmed where the guides are filming what they're doing. We've recovered all kinds of different stuff. But beyond the cell phones, you know, for a long time, believe it or not, the cartels have bought live time on Chinese military satellites. And I have this from a colonel at the Pentagon who told me that for a long time, the cartels have teamed up with the Chinese communist government and they will rent time to watch the border live in real time so that they can send a group of illegals or an old load of marijuana up to a location. They can actually have Border Patrol, DPS, and everybody tied up, all excited, slapping each other on the back for finding these 20 people with this 400 pounds of marijuana. And all it is a, you know, it's a distraction so that they can then move the real valuable loads around them while they're tied up. And the cartels are watching them from satellite live as they do it.
You know,
and so I think the capabilities of the cartel are far more than the average person comprehends.
Yeah, no kidding. And that the average person being Joe Biden doesn't seem to comprehend or he doesn't care about the American people. Brent, there is a report being done by the Texas Scorecard that highlights that Texas has now become one of the capitals of the United States for sex trafficking, meaning these cartels are using Texas and they're finding a market in Texas for the exploitation of children, sexual exploitation of children and women. Are you hearing some of this?
I am. I mean, I know Dallas and Houston are the huge hubs. But, you know, and so Texas is participating and allowing this to occur the longer our borders are open. And I do know that then a lot of them are transferred to Atlanta, Georgia. That's also another large hub. It's nationwide. But the majority of it, Chris, starts in Texas. If we stop them coming through, it you know, border crime is such a unique type of crime because every time someone gets killed, injured, overdoses, it all comes back to the border, which is preventable. Most crime, you know, Boyd, Sheriff Boyd can tell you, it's not 100% preventable. But border crime actually is. If you have a secure border and you don't allow drugs or humans that would commit those crimes to come through, that crime never occurs. You can actually prevent it. And that's why I think it's so important that people realize that the violence and destruction that we're seeing in our country is totally preventable, whether the federal government or the state government or somebody secures the border.
Yeah, every crime committed by an illegal alien is one that is unnecessary, that shouldn't be happening. In fact, the Republicans now are finally, they're kind of hypocritical in this because a lot of those Republicans put us in this position to begin with. But that they're accusing Joe Biden of being culpable for allowing an illegal alien to come in and committed a recent murder. I believe it was of a 16-year-old child, if I'm not mistaken. Folks, we're having a conversation with Sheriff Roy Boyd of Goliad County and Brent Smith. He's the county attorney for Kinney County, Texas. Guys, I want to talk about this shift that I'm hearing the words San Diego a lot more. They just caught a terror suspect out there on the terror watch list, as we all know, as we mentioned already, terrorists, foreign military, narco-terrorists gaining access to the United States. But I'm hearing, because of perhaps the efforts of Texas pushing back on all of this, that Sheriff, that things are shifting westward, and the next most hospitable state to illegal immigration is California. Is that what you're hearing through the grapevine?
Well, we know that because of the efforts that are going on in the state of Texas, both at the state and the local level, that things have been moving towards the west. You know, and you can see that kind of in a microcosm with us closer to the Gulf Coast. When we formed our task force and we began conducting enhanced enforcement operations and dismantling smuggling organizations that were operating in our area, the remnants of those organizations immediately moved out towards Eagle Pass and Del Rio and right in, of course, the backyard of Sheriff Coe and Brent Smith. And we see that, you know, the cartels are like water. They take the path of least resistance because we have to remember they have one goal and one goal only, and that is to make as much money as they can. And if you can reduce that profit margin from their business venture, then they will go somewhere else where that profit margin won't be messed with. And so I think that what the governor is trying to do, and I agree with Brent Smith that Mike Banks was an outstanding choice for that because he's more of a mission-oriented person. He's not a bureaucrat or a politician. That because of his drive and him forcing the state to do some things that otherwise may not be done, that these cartels are having to look for a different route, and sometimes that means leaving Texas border altogether. Yeah, and that's really what we want.
You had me at not a politician. I like him already. By the way, the incident I was referencing comes courtesy, again, another former law enforcement official who you guys will know very well, Congressman Troy Nels, was up on mm-hmm. Capitol Hill and blasting the Biden administration for allowing the alleged murder tied to an MS-13 gang member who entered the country, ended up raping Kayla Hamilton, a 20-year-old autistic woman in Maryland, of July of 2022. That's what the Republicans are piling on. Brent Smith, and that goes back to your contention that all of the illegal alien crime that is foisted upon us by Democrats is unnecessary crime. Yes?
Absolutely, Chris. I mean, you know, the people who died, I think, you know, the angel moms and people, those type of groups, they see it for what it is. It's unnecessary death and destruction of American citizens that are occurring because we have an open border. If you have a secure border, you're not going to have the drugs, the violence. And not only that, the huge cost of law enforcement in the state of Texas, once they enter the interior, the cost of providing law enforcement to try to deal with the symptoms of an open border are enormous. And so what I'm trying to say is the closer you are to the water to keep them from coming across, the not only lives and taxpayer dollars, you save millions of dollars altogether with law enforcement, with everything. It's crucial.
People talk. Yeah. Yeah, guys, people talk. And I'm wondering if, because you guys speak with patriots in the Border Patrol. You know how demoralized. I talk to Chris Cabrera all the time. I talk to some of the other members of the Border Patrol. And I'm just curious if you guys have seen, you guys have talked to these people, the same people I'm talking to, and many, probably greater number of these people that I talk to. There's got to be an end game. Joe Biden and the Democrat Socialists, aside from they believe they're going to import a whole bunch of people that are going to vote for them, there's something else going on here. So, Sheriff Boyd, what are you hearing from the rank and file that maybe they overhear, the honchos from the Biden regime? What are they doing this to us for?
I've got friends that have been in the federal government for a long time, and they range in a different spectrum from the military up at the Pentagon all the way down to field officers. And as one of the guys who was a regional supervisor explained to me, he was a federal employee. He's now retired. He said the end game of all this is the transformation from a free republic to a communist state. He said that the problem we have is that our federal government is so embedded with people that have a communist mindset because they don't really understand what the truth of communism is. They've bought off on this socialist idea and all this social justice. And so he said that is where they aim to take this country because they don't really understand the totality of what is to come once we get there. But they really like the idea of socialism. And so they're steering this country in that direction. And as he told a senator one night who asked, what do we need to do to solve this? His response was, Senator, you're either going to secede or you're going to live in a communist state and there's no in between.
Wow. Well, Mr. Smith, what are you hearing about what's at play here, according to the Socialist Democrat Party?
Well, you know, there's, I think each state and this union has to really guard itself on becoming a tool in this entire process that Sheriff Boyd's talking about. I've had pretty good sources that tell me that, you know, the Texas Department of Public Safety has now adopted certain regulations where they can issue driver's license and IDs to illegal aliens if they've been paroled into the country, which, you know, that's a, you know, for a state to be able to issue a driver's license to someone paroled. I don't know if
that's insane. First off, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Mr. Smith, you know this parole program is basically Joe Biden saying, hey, we're just going to make illegal immigration legal. That's in essence what they're doing. There's no adjudication here. Joe Biden is busy trying to release, and the Democrats, release people into our country without any means to track them, without any court dates, which is in violation of the law. So this whole parole program is absurd. It is absurdly predicated, and it doesn't pass the smell test as far as, and I don't need to tell you, as the Kinney County attorney, I don't need to tell you it's absolutely absurd. So the idea that anybody in the state of Texas would say, oh, well, Joe Biden officially paroled, it's utter bullshit. I'm sorry. It's just bullshit.
It is. And you know, Chris, the parole program is meant for like very specific circumstances on an individual case by case basis. For instance, if you're going to testify in a criminal jury, you know, investigation against somebody, they would parole you in for that testimony. Or if you know, it has to be an emergency specific situation that it would contribute to the United States itself. This mass parole that they're doing has already been found by the courts to be unconstitutional and against congressional law. So it's already been deemed illegal, but Biden's just continuing to do it anyway. So I don't know what other recourse we have except take it to the courts. But I think the state of Texas needs to make sure that our internal policies and procedures, like giving driver's license to people who are paroled, need to be stopped. We need to be on the lookout for those type of policies that are being enacted by the state.
Well, the governor needs he needs to have a heads up on this right quick, don't you think, Sheriff?
Yeah, I agree. But this is part of the problem that this issue that we face is so complex and so layered, and there's so many players because it's not just people in the federal government who are the problem with all of this and helping cause this. You know, I always say that the only thing half as bad as the people in Washington, D.C. are the people in Austin, because I don't trust the state government any more than I trust the federal government, because the state government is also full of bureaucrats who, unfortunately, some of the state legislators are scared of bureaucrats within the state government, and they're careful about how they write legislation so they don't upset somebody. Well, the legislators answer to the people, not the bureaucrats. Why are the bureaucrats starting to run the state just like the bureaucrats run the Fed?
Yeah.
It's time that we go through and we purge our state of these people, and we get people to understand that we're here to serve the people. We have to uphold the Constitution. We have to uphold the laws. And it's not about transitioning us to a socialist paradise. It's about serving the people and providing the people with the protection to ensure that their freedoms are not stripped away from them.
And if we don't, Mr. Smith, we lose everything, don't we? We lose our rights, we lose our liberties, and we lose the country and our state.
I totally agree. Texas is at a crossroads right now. We have to choose which way we're going to head on this. Obviously, you know where I stand, but the Texas legislature right now has just got finished wrapping up an abysmal session. The House Speaker, Dade Phelan, there are so many Republican priorities that were not even addressed. The Senate passed all kinds of great bills that weren't passed by the House. This crossroads that we're at has to be, we have to choose now. And right now, from what I can see in Austin, they're failing us.
Yeah, well, I'll drink to that. You guys have probably seen some of the headlines coming out of the legislature. I'll just leave it there. Sheriff Roy Boyd and Brent Smith, the Kinney County attorney for the county of Kinney County, Texas. Sir, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the frank discussion, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
God bless you, Chris.
And that's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, kids. Get to know who your elected representatives are in the state of Texas or whatever state you reside in. And if they are not passing your priorities, if they're voting no on parental school choice, if they're voting no on creating a border patrol for your state, if you happen to be a border state like Texas did, if they're voting no on protecting your power grid, then please find out who those politicians are and vote them out. Now, if you're Democrats, you likely won't give a damn about any of that crap, whether or not, you know, for example, if the electric grid goes down and 90% of our people, according to federal estimates, die, we know you Democrats don't give a damn. But for the rest of you out there who do care, start taking a proactive role and finding out where your elected leaders stand. If they don't stand with you, get rid of them. Create voting blocks. Get rid of the Charlie Garins of your world. Get rid of the John Cornyns of your world. You and your family will be better for it. Trust me. So you can go find out all the coverage on lawmakers such as these betrayers at Texas Scorecard. They don't pull the punches. They don't hide the actions of these betrayers like the Basket of Bias Press does. They actually reveal what they have done at the Texas Scorecard. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you track down the Chris Salcedo shows. On AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Simulcast on TNT worldwide. Also, check out the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern, until 5, Monday through Friday. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is possessed by out-of-control, unresponsive people in government. We measure a society's worth by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. My friends, you stay safe out there.